Good afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hello, Brock. This is Kay here.
Hi, Kay. How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you? Book someone in?
Well, you know what? You're the person I wanted to speak to because I wanted to say a big congratulations to you.
Thanks, Kay. That means a lot.
I think it's wonderful for you, Brock, and I'm so happy for you. Now, I also have another question I'd like to ask you.
Yes.
How do you know Zelma Hanley?
Oh, that's my girlfriend's grandmother.
Really?
Yeah. How do you
know
Zelma?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my late mother and Zelma used to play social tennis, and they knew each other very well.
Oh, really? Well, there you go.
Yes.
what was your mother's name?
Karen. And, yeah.
Does she have the same last name as you?
Yep. Cool. Yep, she does. Cool. She does. Isn't that amazing? So is your girlfriend now Zelma Clayton's daughter or Lyndall's daughter? Or...
Well, you know everyone. Warren's daughter.
I know. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, cool. Have you so you met them?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, wow.
So I'm trying to remember the youngest son's.
Yeah, Warren.
Warren. So your girlfriend is Warren's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually went to school together as well. But
wow.
We reconnected after school. So, yeah, it's a lot of, like, little coincidences and things too. But honestly, Zelma just, because I think she just sold her house at Boona. Did your mum live in Boona, did she? Or in like
No. This is back in the day of Redcliffe.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So, Zelma and her husband, you know, they had their own business.
Yep.
And they lived at Newport. And and they had three children who were involved in Hanley Industries. And then Zelma did move, you know, down south, well, to Bow Desert or Boona.
Yep.
And so when she was in Redcliffe for many years, she was part of Mum's tennis group and they knew each other very well. So
yeah.
If I could send you some photos
of
tennis group get-togethers,
yep,
and that include the tennis ladies, and some were hosted at Zelma's place, some were,
No, please do. I'd love to send her the photos through, and just I'll freak her out.
Yes, and you can say,
gave me. Yeah.
Oh my goodness me! Guess who I know?
Yeah. Okay. So you've met Zelma?
Oh, yes, I know Zelma, yes, because the thing is what connected me to that was, you know, in Facebook, they go suggested friends, and then I saw your name come up with a similar friend, and I looked on that, and I thought,
Zelma.
How does Brock know Zelma?
It's a small world, eh? There you go.
It's a very small world. It's a very small world, Brock. And look, at the end of the day, I just wanted to say congratulations and on your achievements in your exams. And I'm very happy for you. Very, very happy for you. And and also ask, how do you know Zelma?
I'll look forward to talking to her because I think, like, she sent Eliza some money yesterday, and I think she was going to call us. I don't know if she's called her yet, but I think if she talks to her tonight, I'll just text her as well, I think.
Okay, well, if you would like me to send you some photos, would you like me to do that through just to, not freak her out, but just think, oh, my God, how do you know me?
Yeah. No, I'd like, could you just email them to the work email? Could you do that?
I can. I'll do that this afternoon, Brock.
Sure.
And there you go. Then you can say to Zelma, oh,
proof.
Look who someone sent to me. Someone sent these photos to me.
Yeah, I think she'll enjoy that, sure. Because she's like,
she will.
She's sold the house at Boona, now she's moved to Albany Creek next to where Lyndall lives. So she's a bit more close to everyone because they're getting so old. And Eric, if you remember, Eric is...
Yes, I know him.
He's on death's door, but he's just really, like, gotten super old the last 2 years.
I do know Eric as well, but it will be actually now that I know that she's moved back to this side of town, I'd like to make contact with her because we have kept in contact over the years, and we're friends on Facebook as well, and just due to the tennis ladies, you know, of her group.
I can let her know that you might reach out to her and she'd be really happy with that.
Yeah, well, she's a friend of mine on Facebook, so I will reach out again now that she's back, that they're back at Albany Creek, and hopefully we would be able to catch up. But I'll go on my computer now, Brock, and I'll grab the photos of the tennis ladies, and you can share that with your girlfriend, and
she'll enjoy that too,
and see if she can see someone she knows in the photos.
Yeah, yeah, cool. I like that, Kay. thanks so much for letting me know, and thanks so much for ringing up and congratulating me. But I feel like, you know, it's really a group achievement. Everyone's really happy for me, which is nice. Cause
extremely.
I feel awkward being celebrated, but I do appreciate it.
And I just sort of think, well, hello, there should be a party.
I don't like being centre of attention. They had the awards night, Kate, and they didn't tell me I was going to win that award. I went to the movies with my parents and my girlfriend and got out of the movie and opened my phone up because it was on Do Not Disturb, and I saw these texts from everyone with these photos of, hey, you've won something, you've won this award. I was like, what the hell? Like, no one even told me about that. So it was a nice surprise.
Well, again, congratulations, and I'm glad you and Vanessa are together in a practice, and I'm very lucky to be a client of that practice. That's all I'll say. Good on you, and I'll I'm glad I was able to speak to you rather than, because I actually did want to speak to you rather than put a post up on message on that post. And so I'm glad I was able to do that. So good on you, Brock, and I'll chat to you later, and you look after yourself, eh?
Well, yeah, I'll see you when I see you, and I'll touch base with Zelma as well. I haven't talked to her for a little while, so it'd be good.
Yeah, well, there you go. Here's a
There's
a bit of a surprise. Here's a surprise for you, Zelma.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Catch you later, Brock. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.